We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Allie, look. 153. Still 10 days to Christmas. We're halfway there.
If we were.
Well, we sent out 300 cards this year. I want you to make a list before you throw them away. No point in sending cards next year to people who couldn't be bothered to send us one.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The
Charlie, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Your Honor, please, I should like to call the first witness. Mr. Kringle, will you take the stand? What is your name?
Kris Kringle.
Where do you live?
That's what this hearing will decide.
Do you believe that you're Santa Claus?
Of course.
Your Honor, I object to this testimony. It's ridiculous, irrelevant, and immaterial. There is no such person as Santa Claus, and everybody knows it. Your Honor, we request an immediate ruling from this court. Is there or is there not a Santa Claus?
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire.
Oh, boy, Dad, we have a lot of excitement at our house last Christmas Eve. Boy, everybody was getting ready for the visit of Santa Claus. And Buffalo Bob was trimming the Christmas tree. And Clarabelle the Clown, he was helping trim the tree, too. And I was hanging up my stocking.
There goes Santa Claus.
Oh, don't even mention the name.
He's much better than last year's. At least this one doesn't wear glasses.
This one was a last-minute substitute. The one I hired, I fired.
I see she doesn't believe in Santa Claus either. No Santa Claus, no fairy tales, no fantasies of any kind. Is that it?
That's right. I think we should be realistic and completely truthful with our children and not have them growing up believing in a lot of legends and myths like Santa Claus, for example.
And I would hang up my stocking at Christmas, open my presents and I'd be glad. But the last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. A gang of kids came over and bugged me and knocked my reindeer to the floor. He said, Father Christmas, give us some money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. We'll beat you up, don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoyed. Give all the toys to the little rich boy.
There were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. They were filled with fear, and the angel said to them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. The shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened.
Come down to the manger, see the little stranger wrapped in swaddling cloth, the Prince of Peace. We'll start turning, torches start burning, and behold, wise men journeyed from the east. We tonight,
No Scrooge's We on Backtrack with Christmas Must Be Tonight by the band from Islands. Before that, The Kinks with Father Christmas, I Believe in Christmas from 1977 by Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. John Lennon said, Open me first with Happy Christmas, War is Over. We'll keep playing Santa as we unwrap more Christmas memories right after this on Backtrack.
Hello, folks. I'm Marlon Brando. This is my sister Jocelyn.
In this wonderful Yuletide season, we're happy to have you as guests in our home.
Just a minute. I don't think we really need these scripts, do you? Listen, everybody. This Christmas in our house, like every Christmas in our house, we're going to have United States savings bonds under the tree amongst the other gifts. Because we feel that United States savings bonds are special in this sense, that they're a present with a future.
You know the boys are planning to put this whole show on television.
Television?
Right from here on Christmas Eve. I just heard Bob fix it with Ed Harrison. Oh, it's a big deal. Real schmaltz, I think they called it.
It's Backtrack, Backtrack, Backtrack.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring except for Backtrack.
This is the music I've selected for the Christmas play.
Did you ever see the faces of the children?
Can you hear me?
Tell me, can you hear me? Tell me, can you hear me? Tell me, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
With the tiny time pills, Contact for all day, all night relief from head cold congestion.
Hello. Well, I guess we're all in the spirit of the season by now, so I'm doing what everyone else is going to do tonight. I'm going to stay home with my family, and I'm terribly sorry, but would you like to... I shouldn't keep you standing here this way. Come on in.
On Christmas Eve, with a brandy in my hand. Oh, I've had a few too many, and it's getting hard to stand. I keep hearing noises from my fireplace. I must be going crazy, all the brandy's won the race. And I keep...
Well, Bob, boy, I sure hope Santa Claus fills my stocking with presents.
Well, Santa Claus will be coming down the chimney at midnight.
Gee, Buffalo Bob, what do you think happened to Santa Claus?
Well, Harvey, there's only one way to find out.
What's that, Buffalo Bob?
Let's go to the North Pole and see what happened to Santa Claus.
You mean right up to Santa's workshop?
That's just what I mean. We'll take the rockadoodle and we'll be up there in a jiffy.
Run, run, Rudolph! Santa's got to make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, cause I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
Now, what do you want for Christmas?
A machine gun. Do I get it?
Well, I'll see what I can do about it and all that stuff. All right, who's next?
Wait a minute. Got more stuff to ask you. That workshop up north where Santa makes all those toys.
Yeah.
What kind of country is that?
Country?
Don't bother, Santa. It ain't that important. See you around, Bob.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat, dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out on his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
It's the Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick.
What do you want for Christmas, Peter?
I want a farm just like the big ones, only smaller, has roses. Because I like one, and I won't do it in the house. I'll only do it in the backyard. I promise.
Well, Peter, I can tell you're a good boy. You'll get your fire engine.
Oh, thank you very much. You see, I told you he'd get me one.
That's fine. That's just dandy. Listen, you wait over there. Mama wants to thank Santa Claus, too.
Santa.
I'm not leaving until you tell me what you want for Christmas.
So I'll tell you. A big hit record for you.
No, that's what I want.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it.
Backtrack, Finding Out Who's Naughty and Nice with Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen from 1975. We open with The Who doing Christmas from Tommy, followed by Elton John's Ho Ho Ho, and three quick ones from Santa's Helpers, Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry, recorded in 1958, Little St. Nick by the Beach Boys, and The Ronettes with Santa Claus is Coming to Town from Phil Spector's 1963 package, A Christmas Gift for You. It's Home for the Holidays, next on Backtrack.
And look, what is this, a gag?
I'm making some extra money.
For what? What do you need, money?
I need plenty of money, Abbott, so I can go out and buy some more Christmas seals.
But Lou, we buy an awful lot of Christmas seals.
I found out 500,000 people that still have TB.
Tuberculosis.
You bet your life.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please, send in your Christmas seal checks? Right away soon, buy plenty of Christmas seals.
I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Bells will be ringing. This sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas. Me greeting once again. Ooh, there'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, and I'll be happy Christmas once again.
List. The ones that can't be covered by cash and the ones that require the personal touch of a little present besides cash. You'll notice that I put down suggestions after each name with a sort of price ceiling.
I take it you want me to do your Christmas shopping.
Yes, I do. I haven't any time this year. By the way, how are the RSVPs coming in?
Everyone's answered except seven or eight.
Uh-huh. Now, I hope you've arranged to have the apartment done next week. Floors waxed, windows washed. You've ordered the flowers, haven't you?
Not yet.
Not yet? I just want to give you a few tips on how to be a good Santa Claus.
Go right ahead.
Well, here's a list of toys that we have to push, you know, things that we're overstocked on. Now, you'll find that a great many children will be undecided as to what they want for Christmas. When that happens, you immediately suggest one of these items. You understand?
I certainly do.
When you've finished, come up to the seventh floor. I'll be waiting for you.
Imagine. Making a child take something it doesn't want just because he bought too many of the wrong toys. That's what I've been fighting against for years, the way they commercialize Christmas.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercialism. Make a buck, make a buck.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed. Where a mother held her baby. You'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll just laugh when I tell you to take a running jump.
Probe into anti-Vietnam War protests. Demonstrators were forcibly evicted from the 1930s when they began chanting anti-war slogans. Former Vice President Richard Nixon says that unless there is a substantial increase in the present war effort in Vietnam, the U.S. should look forward to 5 more years of war. In a speech before the Convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars in New York, Nixon also said opposition to the war in this country is the greatest single weapon working against the U.S. That's the 7 o'clock edition of the news. Good night.
Ginny, this is for you. And Billy, this is for you. It's Mother's Christmas present.
War bond.
Yes, darling, war bonds.
Well, gee, thanks a lot, Mom, but I
wanted a bicycle. I know you did, Ginny. And I know that Billy wanted a railroad. Just think, if Daddy were wounded, one single war stamp might pay for the medicine that would save him from pain, even save his life.
Well, couldn't I have a bond and a bicycle?
Yes, Ginny, you could. We could afford that. But if everybody bought everything they wanted, it would take thousands of people to make the goods and to sell them. And those people are needed to make essential things for the war. Don't you see?
Maybe next year?
Maybe, Billy. I know that's one thing your father is fighting for, so that we can celebrate future Christmases in peace.
You know, it seems that the more love you give to others, the more you have for yourself. So you can keep on giving, and you never run out of love. I like to think about things like that.
Give me love, give me love, give me peace on earth. Give me light, give me life, keep me free from birth. Give me hope, help me cope with this heavy load, trying to touch.
George Harrison on Backtrack with The Gift That Keeps On Giving, Give Me Love from Living in the Material World. Simon and Garfunkel ahead of that with 7 o'clock news, Silent Night from 1966, along with Christmas Song from Living in the Past by Jethro Tull, and Otis Redding with Merry Christmas Baby. Sliding down our chimney at the top, Please Come Home for Christmas by The Eagles.